Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Happy hour! Tony Wood Jr., Chris Ello, Matt's Gravy.
That's pretty good.
What are we talking about here, fellas?
Poop.
It was like you were waiting for that question.
That's where we left off.
Yes, Gravy wants to talk about poop.
Okay, let's just start it, because I see this all the time. Chris was saying that he walks around his neighborhood. He used to walk around his neighborhood. He would put the poop bag from his dog into someone else's trash can.
Yes.
And
the nearest one.
Now you don't do
they
that.
They dropped it all. They dug in the trash can and dropped
well,
it off.
I don't
the
know
trash.
That they dropped mine. I think they just,
picked
some.
Up one.
Oh, that's even worse.
Wow.
Some of
their
that's
own.
Even they, worse.
No,
that's
they,
gross.
Well, they bagged it. It was in a bag, but it was on my doorstep, and I don't even think Lori knows this happened. I just threw it away and I decided I will never do that again. I got the message.
What can I ask you a question? What would Lori have said if it was dropped off and she knew that you dropped it off in someone else's?
I think she would have screamed holy hell in the neighborhood and complained until I had to tell her why this probably happened.
My point is she would have been upset with you that you dropped it
she
off.
She would have been upset at me, but she would have been more upset, right, that this, you know, she would have been like, all right, I'm calling, like, you know, the people
the
and the... Yeah.
Wow. So...
Yeah, no, this is... I'm not going to lie, this is...
No, you got to put your own poop in your own can.
Pet peeve of mine.
Have you had this happen?
I've had, my wife has had to talk me out of, like, of escalating the situation further by doing something like Chris. Because that was straight out of my playbook right there.
But this came from the fact that you suggested, which goes to what you're saying here. That the Eagles coach retaliate by egging their house.
That's where this all came from.
Oh, okay,
so
yeah.
You are a retaliator.
Yeah, this is straight out of my playbook right here.
Do you guys remember the neighborhood pooper in my neighborhood?
Oh, yes, yes.
I had four.
Did you
months.
Ever confront the neighborhood
no,
pooper?
But someone moved, and I have a feeling it
oh,
was cause them.
Oh, because it stopped after that, huh?
And they had a dog that was not a nice dog. So it makes a lot of sense because my dog got not into it with their dog, but their dog was always bullying other dogs, and it makes sense now. This guy screamed at me one time at the dog park.
Why?
Because he was walking through a dog park and asked me, why is your dog off of the leash?
Oh, yeah. This was when you had your dog off the leash.
You got,
at a dog park where it's allowed.
You got caught getting it off the leash at home, though, many times.
Yes,
as well.
You have. You're a frequent off-the-leash guy.
I have admitted to those moments. I have. But anyway, this person would come by and leave the bag of poop on our driveway or in our lawn or something like that. And so I finally got cameras, and I never caught them doing it, but... It was infuriating. And you guys both know, there was a point where I was starting to look out the window to try to catch this person.
Can I add, if before you play the Cher music, that back growing up, we had a dog, Sammy the dog, little Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, we had Sammy the dog, Cocker Spaniel, too.
No way.
Yeah.
I used to take Sammy out, and he was such a good dog. And back in this times, you know, the leash wasn't as important. So I would put his leash on, but then I just let him go. And he'd run through the neighborhood, and where he pooped, nobody knew.
He was so just getting it off somewhere.
He just went everywhere he went.
Times definitely have changed.
But Sammy also had the ability to walk down the street past 10 houses in a row, find the one where the old man was standing in front, and go poop on his lawn. Sammy would do that without fail.
Wow.
So, and then it was very embarrassing to, you know, I'm sorry, sir, get that dog out of here, type of thing.
I bet you the dog felt more comfortable because dogs do not like doing that because they feel exposed. Like, that's why they usually find a place where they're able to watch. Have you ever seen that before?
No.
When dogs are pooping, they feel very exposed, and so they may, like, gravitate towards humans to protect them when they are doing that. So that may have been the reason that they went to that yard.
Glad my dogs don't do that.
Sammy would embarrass me often.
Trevor says, I put a leash on my cat once. He refused to walk. I have actually walked a cat.
With the leash?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's
it was an ex-girlfriend.
That seems really weird.
I think I just check you right into the house.
You saw me walking a cat.
I'm definitely walking across the street if you're on the same side as me.
Yeah, you're going
like,
right
oh, this dude has a cat on
the
leash.
I might do the same. I might not feel comfortable around that person.
Are you kidding me? A cat on the leash?
I was watching my ex-girlfriend's apartment, which included watching the cat, and she said that the cat needed to go on a walk every day.
Strange. Very, very strange.
And he walked. No problem.
Still strange.
Can't get behind that one, Scrape.
You can't get behind that one. All right. Well, at least Chris knows the error of his ways.
Aztecs basketball in action Wednesday. We talked a little bit about it.
Guard somebody.
Yes. They have struggled a little bit.
We got to get one of their coaches on to try to explain to us what the issue is, because I'm sure that that is all they've spent time working on the last week or so.
Well, good
defending.
Thing. Good thing for us. We will have someone on early next week.
Got something working.
Got probably most likely a coach, which I think would be perfect. Kind of explain where we are at right now at the season after.
Because defense, Tony, is it's part effort, it's part desire, but I think a lot of it is just attitude.
Yeah.
And usually this coaching staff gets guys that have that attitude. So it is interesting to me that they have maybe they've just been unlucky and other teams are making all their shots, but
they've given up a lot of points.
Something's amiss. Yeah, something's amiss.
Certainly
sure.
Not something we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, they have some work to do. This matchup coming up against Utah Valley, the Wolverines, 5-2, 0-2 away from their home this year. Aztecs 2-1 at Viejas. Utah Valley averaging about 85 points a game.
So they're going to test us in that regard.
And so, and they're averaging more rebounds, more assists than State. Now, obviously, we don't know what the competition they face at this point. But
I bet they haven't faced Michigan. And by the way,
they have South Dakota State.
Okay. SDSU.
Yep.
They've only played one SDSU.
Samford.
Okay.
They faced UCI.
Irvine?
Yep.
Yeah.
Their one loss, at least in the last five, came to Fresno.
Fresno State, lower than the Aztecs normally in our conference.
Yes. Westminster?
Nah. Can't give you a scouting report on that.
Just a bunch of priests running around.
By the way, while we're
their
talking...
Most, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, sorry. West Coast Baptist? Yeah. And they lost to Boise. So their two losses are both to teams in this conference.
Purdue is the number one team right now. Credit to Purdue. They beat Alabama, top 10. They beat Texas Tech in the top 15. So a couple of good wins. There is no way you can tell me that Purdue has accomplished this point in the season as much as Michigan. They just haven't.
No.
Michigan 7-0. Purdue.
And they have
smoked. But Michigan has beaten Auburn. They beat Gonzaga by 40. That's enough to put Michigan number one right there. So, again, you know what that goes back to? The old preseason. Purdue was here. Michigan was here. Well, we can't drop Purdue. Why not? They shouldn't have been number one to begin with.
I just don't understand why they can't come into the year and then rank after, like, the first 3 weeks.
Because the ratings on TV, they want to promote a game between top 10 teams the first
couple of weeks. Are you more likely to turn into one versus seven or just... Yeah. Two teams with no numbers next to them.
I love the community college games.
Yes, you do.
I like Palomar.
Consider we're talking basketball. You love none of it. So
I watched basketball. I watched the NBA over the Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, because it was probably nothing else on, so you had to.
I watched it because it was on TV.
I
didn't have control over the remote.
Okay? Oh, your pops was controlling it. See,
let's switch over to baseball for a quick question for you, Tony.
Chris is like, get me out of here.
No, I'm just trying to keep us moving.
Yeah, come on. What you got?
It wasn't the Blue Jays. Let me go back here. Yes, it was. Well, no. All right. That was embarrassing.
Yes or no.
All right, the Blue Jays have signed a 3-year, $30 million with right-hander Cody Ponce. This guy has been in the KBO, Korean League, last year, 17-1 with a 1.89. So he joins Dylan Cease in Toronto. There was another one today, the Astros, $2.6 million for pitcher Ryan Weiss. Also out of the KBO, 16-5, 2.87. When did the KBO become good enough for these guys to start coming here? Because originally that was not working very well.
When you started seeing some of their players come back over. I mean, we've seen Ha-Sung Kim. I think
Ha-Sung was from there. Yeah,
I think I think Merrill pitched in.
Merrill Kelly,
Merrill Kelly pitched in the KBO.
I thought he was in the Japanese.
Was he in the Japanese?
I'd have to look.
We've seen multiple players come from the KBO recently.
Kyle Hart was a KBO guy, right?
Kyle Hart was a KBO guy.
Nick Martinez?
Was he KBO or was he Japan?
I think
he was Japan.
I take it back on Merrill Kelly.
He was KBO. Yeah, that's what I thought.
KBO.
So, I mean, we've seen some guys come over and have who were in the major league setting or system.
And then went back
Went
out
over
there.
And then came back.
Oh, Nick Martinez was Japan.
And they all seemingly improved. Been better pitchers coming back. And so I think it's also a kind of a cheaper, you're probably going to be able to get a little cheaper price on a guy that, you know, if he was coming a free agent out of the big leagues with those same numbers would be a whole lot more. And so, I don't know, I think...
Well, 17-1, you'd be making $500 million
I just think that they've seen enough success out of the KBO in recent years that they feel pretty comfortable.
I have one more quick question. We're on a break time. Maybe we'll answer after. I've read at least 10 times in the last week that it's, no matter what we say, Fernando Tatis is going to be traded.
Oh, that's the hot. That's
I haven't
the hot
read
thing.
That.
I have.
I've read it 100 times now, and I want. So we'll talk about that.
Boom. On the other side.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
/5:19 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matthew Scravey. Apparently, a lot of noise, whether it's from Bob Nightingale, Ken Rosenthal, both saying, and listen, I'm just quoting my two partners here.
Yeah, just reporting that it's, you know, Fernando's being shopped and it's going to happen. And, you know, first of all, maybe just Ken Rosenthal hates us and just wants to keep poking the bear to see if we can hate him more than we already do. But the thing with this one is if they're right, then the Padres were totally wrong. Because the Padres said, absolutely, no way, you know, no way, no way, no way that we're trading him. So what I don't get is when a reporter then tries to say, well, I know more than what they're saying. Well, like, how do they know that?
There is another scenario.
Okay.
Which I don't think, hope not, but it just might not be true.
Just making it up, or that the Padres said, or the Padres told us something that they knew might come back to bite them.
Yeah, that's also a possibility.
Okay.
Not saying that it is, but certainly something that has been done before. It wouldn't be the first team to say one thing and do something different.
Well, that's, yeah. But
that being said.
But the Padres are pretty worried about, not worried, but concerned about their image most of the time. And I don't think the Padres want to upset their fan base, especially in a year when they might not be able to spend as much money as normal.
I don't think they do either. But what did we talk about at the beginning of the week, though? Typically, when a team goes up for sale, what is
things
a part
change.
Of that? Yeah, things change. It's a fluid situation. I don't think that's true, ultimately. I don't think that'll happen. But I've also been around this game long enough to not completely rule it out.
But I've also been around Ken Rosenthal's reporting long enough to know that I don't believe him. until further notice.
I don't think that Ken Rosenthal just makes things up.
I think that he
texts someone inside front office and then goes with whatever that person says.
I think there's a difference between writing a story about something.
I think he listened to Tony say anything's possible and he goes, oh.
I think there's a difference between writing a story that about something that happened in the game, as he did with the Machado situation, versus reporting what's happening behind the scenes. He's typically pretty accurate when it comes to these type of deals. Now, we all had a difference of opinion in how he described the whole Manny Dave Roberts situation.
Wait, who did he get that from? The fact that Manny Machado, what did he? Was,
Sinister Sling.
Yeah. Where? Who told him that?
Sinister Sling.
Well, Dave Roberts told everyone that his life flashed before his eyes. That's not a joke. He said it came at him fast.
Wait, which was it? Came at him fast or his life flashed before his eyes?
I may have made up the first one. But
that's a classic. A bouncing little hardball.
Well, he said it after, oh, I just want to motivate my team.
I mean, ultimately, that is really the one. I mean, is there another one that happened that Ken did? I think that was
the Max Scherzer thing. Where he reported Padres traded for Max Scherzer. Listen, he confirmed it. We went with it for like a half hour.
I know that to be true at one point, that they thought there was a deal done, only for the Dodgers to, really for the Nationals to basically use that on top of them and get what they wanted from the Dodgers, which, by the way, has not really panned out very well.
No.
Because I believe they got Josiah Gray and they got the catcher, Kiebert, our favorite.
Oh, Kiebert Ruiz.
That's who they got in that deal.
So we can thank the Dodgers for that. That's great.
But nonetheless, I don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, what kind of deal are we looking at with a trade for Fernando?
That's the thing, is he's probably going to bring back something nice.
You need Major League ready players. You need someone to play right field.
You could probably address a couple different things. You're being honest, but again, I don't know. I'm not buying it. I'm kind of with Chris on this. I'm not buying it. I don't think that Ken is necessarily making it up, but
I think Ken's kind of a.
Here comes Chris. From the top rope. Yeah, right.
Okay, what was the last story about Ken Rosenthal? His beef with the Milwaukee Brewers photographer who had the audacity to bump into him.
Yeah, but he apologized
after he was forced to apologize.
But,
did you see the look on his face? He was not concerned about that guy whatsoever.
He wasn't.
And that tells me everything I need to know.
That's right.
Oh, stop.
Tony, if any one of us in the room hit someone like that, we're all turning around and we're going to assist. We're not going to glare down at them from our 3-foot tall... Hey, man, castle that they're in.
He said every man for themselves at that point.
Yeah, that's Ken Rosenthal. That's why I don't
like him. He did. Trevor says, we only trade Fernando for Scooble. I'll take that. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know that I would.
Straight up?
Because you have to pay Scooble next year.
And Scooble only plays every 4 days. Or 5 days. I don't think
Scooble's
that's a good trade.
Cost you quite a bit. He's going to cost you more than Toddy's costing you right now.
And I don't want him because then he's a rental at this point.
I mean,
Padres aren't going to extend Scooble.
I'm saying if he's going to cost you more than Toddy, that means they have extended him.
Oh, true. Okay, I see what you're saying. Is that's probably in their best interest, right?
Who's?
The Tigers. To work out a long-term deal and then trade him?
No. It's not... It wouldn't work out. The long-term deal would be worked out once it's traded.
I thought you were saying that the Tigers would extend him, then look for trades, and they would have a more valuable trade because he was extended.
Hey, mess around, extend him, and extend him too far, and probably nobody want to make the deal for him. So, yeah, I don't think that's how it's going to go. But, yeah, I mean, it's been relatively quiet.
Way too quiet. We said this last year.
We did.
Well, so Ken Rosenthal.
And it remained quiet,
too,
by the way.
Well, if Ken Rosenthal just liven it up by throwing something wrong out there. by the way.
He's never going to come on the show.
Well, you don't like him. Don't give me this.
I'm not a fan of him.
Backing down now.
I'm not a fan of him.
Okay.
Not a fan.
By the way, Tony, what do you think of the group of... Antanasio, Brewer owner, Artie Moreno, Angels owner, joined by Kim Ng, Doug Melvin, Tony Regans, Terry Ryan, media members Tyler Kepner, Jason Stark, and then players such as Fergie Jenkins, Jim Cott, Juan Marshall, Tony Perez, Ozzie Smith, Alan Trammell, Robin Yount. That is the crew that is going to decide whether Barry Bonds or Clemens get into the Hall of Fame.
Give me the names
year.
Again.
The owners are Atanasio, the Brewers, Artie Moreno. Okay. There's some general managers, Kim Ng among them, former media members, Jason Stark's on there, Tyler Kepner, the New York Times is on there, and then players, Fergie Jenkins, Jim Cott, Juan Marichal, Tony Perez, Ozzie, Alan Trammell, Robin Yount. Will Bonds and or Clemens make it? Oof. Keep in mind that last time, on their last ballot, they both got 66 or 65%, which is really two out of every three people thinking they should be in. You know, everybody says, well, we're going to keep them out. But I believe more people think they should be in now.
So, be interesting. Give me the players real quick.
Well,
I think Yount, that might be a little bit of a problem.
Yount's...
I think Tram.
Tram's open. That might
be a problem.
Okay, Ozzie.
Smith.
Ozzie Smith, Tony Perez played with Pete Rose, Juan Marichal, interesting. Mm,
he's a giant guy, too.
Yeah, Jim Cott.
Cott might be a problem.
Fergie Jenkins.
It's hard, man. The eras, each era looks at it a little bit differently.
And it
can vary. So I think on the ownership side, I mean, Doug Melvin, that was the GM who drafted me when I was with the Brewers.
With the Brewers, yeah.
I mean, he saw Barry.
Come on.
You know, Mark Antanasio, also a terrific owner. I mean, Milwaukee does very well despite not having the best market. Also a guy who I think both of them do well in the owner media part. I think it gets tricky once you get to the player part.
Bonds, to me, was a Hall of Famer before ever coming close to steroids.
Clemens, no question.
Clemens, I think, is partly a Hall of Famer because of his longevity, which was due to steroids. There, I see a difference between the two.
Yeah, and I think most people who watch the game see it the same exact way in terms of Barry being there before any of the nonsense came.
Right.
All right, let's get the break. On the other side, Aldon Gonzalez joined us earlier, had a great conversation about state of the game, possible stoppage, why, when, where. We kind of covered it all. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Perfect song to go into our last segment. Chris, your camera's a little off kilter. First and foremost, we have some business to take care of. Yes, I'm sure you have guessed it. Today's biggest fan. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Richard Anselmo. Richard Anselmo of Fallbrook. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes, 833-288-0973. And you'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friend for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game later this year. Of course, all of the fan staff will be there. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. So again, Richard Anselmo, give us a call. You're on the clock.
You said it so nicely the first time.
Anselmo. Richard Anselmo.
If you miss the last name, if your name's Richard, just call.
Light up the phone lines.
Everybody,
we also have some pretty cool tickets to give out, but we're gonna make you wait until the end of the show. You have to listen to Aldon Gonzalez to answer the trivia question.
That's different than Richard Anselmo.
Yes, different from Richard Anselmo.
Okay.
People don't know this, but one of my favorite things about the baseball season is listening to Tony do the lineups every single day just to see what kind of landmines he stumbles into.
I'm usually good with the baseball ones because I get 3 to 4 games to kind of work on.
That's true.
Not only that, you get coaching from the master of pronunciation, Jesse Agler.
He is pretty good at pronunciation.
You know why Jesse's the master? and this is, I've learned this from him. It may not even be the right or the specific enunciation that we're supposed to go, but it's the confidence in which he says it that you don't know. You just go with it.
That's true.
And so I have adopted that. Just say it with confidence when you say it. Now, it has to be, you know, phonetically correct. You can't just be confident and say a completely different last name, but...
Like Amelsmo?
I didn't say that one with confidence. That was part of the problem.
I think Richard just called in, so...
All right, so he got it. All right, let's check traffic. Remember, keep your ears peeled back here as Alden Gonzalez talks, because you're going to get quizzed on it for those Zach Bryan tickets.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Alden Gonzalez, ESPN, friend of the show, joins us. Alden, how are you, my friend? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great, Tony. Fantastic. How was yours?
It was good, man. Nice and quiet. Half my family was on the East Coast. Half my family was here. We made it work. Let's talk a little baseball. I saw your article here a couple days ago talking about the possible work stoppage before the 27th season. It's no guarantee. Both sides have, I think, started communicating at this point. But you asked a very good question. Why? Why would they want to do it with business booming right now, seemingly better than it has in quite some time, solely to get a salary cap, Alden?
I think it's, and it is a fair question. Like, the sport in many ways is in really good shape right now. And I mean, as you probably are maybe slightly old enough to remember from the mid-90s, just what that work stoppage did to the sport and how long it took for the sport to actually recover from that. It would be awful to go down that path again. And it's still early, and a lot can change. But economic disparity continues to be, and increasingly so, a major flashpoint in the sport. And it's been exacerbated by the Dodgers and Mets spending to levels that other teams claim that they can't. You saw Hal Steinbrenner, the Yankees owner, talk about how he'd be in favor of a salary cap. And I mean, like, when you have the Yankees owner coming out talking about how he would support a certain type of salary cap, I think that says something about the mindset of these owners right now. I don't know if you caught what happened with Marquee Sports Network from the Chicago Cubs, but like every team, I shouldn't say every team, but every team maybe except for the Dodgers, maybe the Blue Jays, has been impacted by the regional sports network business completely deteriorating. And I mean, the Padres are chief among them. The Padres were among the first teams in baseball to lose their RSN deal. And that was a major source of fixed annual revenue every year that the owners no longer have. And now a lot of them point to that in saying that the economic disparity is greater than ever. They can't afford to keep up with several other teams, the bigger market teams, and it's a problem that needs to be addressed in negotiations. And then on the other side of that, you have a players' union that has said from its foundation, from its inauguration, that they would never accept a salary cap. Mm-hmm. And when those are the starting points, yeah. It's a pretty precarious situation, even though we are still 12 months out from this actually being a real thing that affects the sport.
Alden Gonzalez is with us. Alden, excuse my voice, down and out a little today, but that's really the biggest problem here. Tony talks about it all the time. I think he has a little closer feel for the player's side of it, that they will never, ever, ever, never do a salary cap. So, you know, the owners are going to try to convince them that they just have to have one this time, but I don't believe the owners. I'm not trying to say that they're not getting as much money as they used to with TV. I get that. But the owners, every single time push comes to shove, these owners seem to find enough money to pay these big name players. And so until they can get that under control, I feel like the players are always going to feel the money's there.
Absolutely. And then look, every single one, and this thing, it's hard to feel pity for all of these owners. We're multi-billionaires. And who also, by the way, own these franchises that continue to increase in value.
Yeah.
And you could say, like, okay, fine, that's not actual realized dollars, but you sell your team and you're going to make, I don't know how many times what you purchase them for, depending on how far back you go, but those franchise values continue to go up. And, you know, the problem, too, is that, you know, outside of the Atlanta Braves, who are part of a publicly traded company, like, we are not privy to their finances. We are privy to the Braves' finances, and they make a ton of money. And to their credit, they put that money back into their roster.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's that's the problem here, too, is that we don't know exactly what the owners' financial pictures are. We just got to take their word for it, and a lot of people are not trusting right. of these owners. And so that's why it seems as if sometimes with this stuff, you get to a stalemate and it can't really be worked out. I will say, though, if I'm looking at sort of a brighter side to this, and I don't know if it's a brighter side, but I keep thinking that it would be really difficult for the sport to go through an entire economic overhaul before the league nationalizes its media rights. And MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred has talked about how his goal is to nationalize all the media rights, basically have all the local media rights of all 30 teams under MLB's umbrella. But that's not going to happen until after the 2028 season. And until you nationalize those and you sell those and you know how much money you're going to make off that, you're not really sure what league revenues are. And so even if you want to implement a salary cap system, I think it would be really difficult. And I think it would be hard to change the entire economic landscape of the sport until you handle media. And that's still going to be 2 years away from this last round of negotiations. I keep going back to that yeah. and thinking, all right, maybe they'll just kick the can down the road. They'll talk tough, but at the end of the day, they're not going to want to miss games. They're going to wait so that they could maximize the media revenue. I keep thinking that, but we'll see.
Alden Gonzalez joins us. ESPN does a terrific job, out with a new article on ESPN. And Alden, you kind of hit on something I was gonna ask you about. That was kind of the sentiment seemingly going into this season, was that they wanted to nationalize all the media. But that's going to take convincing the Yankees, the Dodgers, to kind of allow their cash cow, if you will, to be, you know, split or put into or given into the hands of the owner. What is the latest rounds of TV kind of deals that Manfred has pulled off here, getting back in with ESPN? Netflix is now a part of it. How does that mix in? Is that him really kicking it down to 2028 when those deals come about, or were those deals a little bit longer than 2028?
No, he has said it ever since Diamond Sports Group, which owned the majority of the RSNs, or owned the more RSNs than any other affiliate did. When they went through the bankruptcy process, he said that his goal is to nationalize revenue by the end of 2028. And these deals are a direct signal toward that. All of them expire in 2028. These are all 3-year deals. The ESPN one, the Netflix one. Who am I missing? I'm missing somebody else in here. But all the deals here are through 2028. That's when the league's going to nationalize all the revenue. But you're right, Tony. I mean, you ask the central question here. I mean, one of the Dodgers' biggest advantages, maybe, you know, outside of Shohei Ohtani and just the economic driver that he is their RSN deal and how ironclad it is, and also how lucrative it is. And I think that's going to be the biggest question. How do you convince the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, I'll throw the Blue Jays in there, maybe the Phillies and the Giants?
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, too, if you're going to sell these rights nationally to a major company like an ESPN, like an Apple, like a Netflix, you're not gonna get anywhere close to the amount of money if you don't have the big market teams.
Right.
You need those teams in there, and that's going to be the biggest thing. And it's going to be like, how does it work in terms of collective bargaining? Like, I'm pretty sure that if you're the Dodgers or the Yankees, you don't want it to be split evenly among 30 teams.
Right.
Nor should you think that. You deserve a bigger piece of the pie, and that's something that they're going to have to work out.
I would imagine that's exactly, you know, when they get down to brass tacks and the owners ask for a salary cap, I'm positive that's what the players are going to encounter with. Like, well, why don't you just get your teams to kind of get in the same page and kind of split their revenue amongst each other? I mean, it does seem like a very, as you said, precarious situation. Do they end up just kicking the can down in the collective bargaining agreement so everybody can see what happens in 2028? Like, how does that factor into this?
Yeah, and that's the thing. And here's the good thing for me is that I can kick the can down the road, right? Like, I don't have to. I am dreading covering this again because I feel like I just covered this recently. They're not gonna, they've had like informal talks, but they're not really gonna get down to brass tacks until like maybe this coming spring training. That's when this is really gonna start, and then you know, they're gonna hem and haw until maybe November is gonna be when they really get down to it, next November. So at this point, I don't know that either side has truly defined what their bargaining points are going to be. We know that MLB is going to push in some way to a salary cap. What does that look like? How are they going to get the union to agree to it? I think both sides are still trying to figure that out.
Alden Gonzalez is with us. By the way, Alden, you may think you don't have to make a decision now, but Tony and I are going to recommend you for commissioner of baseball, so you may have to be involved sooner.
I don't want that job.
I'm sure you do. Well, you'd be a voice of reason, which is something that they probably wouldn't know how to deal with. We were kicking it around before you came on. If they did strike or there was a stoppage for a year, compared to 94, how much more would it hurt the sport this time? They have to at least be thinking about that in the back of their mind before they do anything that stupid.
Yeah, and to the earlier point about just media and just sort of capitalizing on that, like, how much would it hurt the product to the sense that, like, you know, your rights are no longer as valuable, and the league continues to tout how valuable those rights are. Right. I mean, compared to, what, 94, 95, you're talking 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago by that point it'll be.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all the other things that are at fans' disposal these days to get their attention, right? Like attention spans have never been more fickle than they are right now. So you, I mean, the sport will be forgotten. I mean, not completely forgotten. I don't want to be so hyperbolic. But it'll be so much easier to lose fans because they have so many things in society today that are occupying their attention. It's the type of risk that honestly, and this adds further fascination to this, but it's the type of risk that the sport can't really take, I don't think. So that's what's going to make this so, so fascinating.
So fascinating. I mean, listen, it was part of the issue why the baseball had to make some of the rule changes. People were bored with it. They were moving away, right? And then you put throw something like this in front of them, it could get tricky very, very fast. Alden, as always, man, appreciate you coming on, spending some time with us. We'll catch up again soon.
No problem, guys. All right, take care.
Thanks, Alden.
Gonzalez, ESPN. Thank you to Alden Gonzalez, as always. All right, trivia question for those Zach Bryan tickets.
Zach Bryan as a music star? I don't know.
Did I not say that right?
No, you did.
I'm just asking for my own
Yes, music star,
knowledge.
I believe, country.
Country, I know
You'll
that.
You'll win a pair of tickets to Zach Bryan at Snapdragon Stadium on July 31st. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, listen up. Here's the question. What job did Chris Ello offer Alden Gonzalez? Go.
That he immediately didn't want. Immediately.
Well, who wants that job?
Well,
833-288-0973.
In case you forgot. You got about 3 minutes. Before we start to sign off.
Have you started to watch Pluribus, right?
I have.
Scraby, not yet?
Not yet.
Scraby, you are such a sci-fi guy. The first couple episodes are going to blow you away. You're going to go crazy.
Is there scary in it?
No. The third and fourth episodes I thought were a little slow. You're not quite to the fifth one, Tony.
I'm not there. Yeah, I got the first two.
The fifth one is like... What? And then there's one more to come, and I don't know where they're going to go. But people are like, no, they didn't. He's not going there.
Oh, so, it's a post-apocalyptic.
No, yes.
That's what it says.
It's yes and no to everything you think it is. I think it's been very good. It's the same guy who did Breaking Bad. But this is not Breaking Bad.
Not
just
even
understand
close.
It's the same
Don't
guy.
Don't go in there like I did thinking Breaking Bad.
No, it's a totally different
part
story.
Two. Yeah, no.
But I think it's one of the best things that you could enjoy on Netflix. And I like only, or not Netflix, sorry, Apple TV.
That's the big problem is I can't
Some
find an
don't
Apple
have
TV.
That, yeah.
And I'm not going to pay for it.
And I think, they always say the new episodes come out on Friday, but you get the East Coast time. And then a little more time, like midnight Friday. So that means you get at 9 p.m. here on Thursday night. I will probably be watching.
I hate that they've gone back to the weekly episode release thing. I loved when you could just watch all of them.
Not all the shows.
I mean, if it's a live show, you can't get it all. You got to
But
gotta
you also
do
could
week.
Wait till the end and then watch them all at
you
once.
You can do that, too.
Kind of what I do, too. Like, there's a Landman. Everybody tells me to watch Landman, but I kind of want to wait a few seasons so I can just watch through.
May.
You know what show I was enjoying, and then I just kind of that kind of fell off is the Morning Show on Apple TV.
Oh yeah, I've heard.
I was
about
in.
This show.
I watched the first two seasons. I enjoyed it, and I just kind of
a lot of shows are like
too
that.
Much was just coming out at the same time.
I think Homeland was like that. Or that
Homeland
two
great,
was a great, great,
show.
Great. Yeah, I thought two seasons was great.
Yeah,
third
you're right.
And fourth,
you're right.
It wasn't as good.
Yeah.
Many shows I feel are that way.
Start off well and then kind of fade off.
The first two seasons of Homeland, I was locked in.
Yeah. Really good.
Lioness, seen that one?
I've seen the previews. I have not seen the show.
I haven't gotten to that one. Heard a lot about that one
Nicole
as well.
Nicole Kidman's in that? And
yes.
So is, not Zendaya.
Zoe.
Oh, she's in the iPhone commercial.
Yes.
Zoe Kravitz?
Nope.
No, different Zoe. I don't know TV or show.
I'm pointing like she was in the iPhone commercial.
My friend Ryan has a dog named Zoe, but that's not who you're looking for here.
Let me see.
She was in Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Can't remember her name.
It's not Deschanel. Oh. Saldana.
There it is. I would have never got that last name.
Me neither.
All right. Did anybody call?
Yeah, no, we have six people calling. Oh, I gotta check them in the break.
Scraby's gonna figure out who's gonna win. We'll be back tomorrow. AJ Cassaville will join us.
And
anything
great,
else I'm missing?
Scraby
news.
Chronicles.
Oh,
nice
of course. The Scraby
yes.
Chronicles. Don't forget.
Yeah,
my man here is for another hour. So
for those of you who just have nothing better to do and have another hour of talk radio in you.
That's exactly how I would have sold it, too.
Hang on the line for those trying to answer the trivia question. See you tomorrow.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.